Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. This is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. I once heard about a couple who made an appointment with a marriage counselor. They had been married for 40 years, and the counselor wondered why they would want to talk to him. The wife started out by saying that she didn't think her husband loved her. At least he never said he loved her. When the counselor asked the husband if this were true, he readily agreed. The husband explained that he told his wife 40 years ago that he loved her, and that he had not withdrawn that statement. In the husband's mind, that 40-year-old declaration was still in effect. I think the counselor wanted to bang his head on the desk. It is seldom, if ever, that we choose up sides and talk about the meaning of the word love. Many of us think we have a grasp of its meaning, but there is some doubt that we have plumbed the depths of love's true meaning. Here is my candid observation. Love is an emotion. The Bible says we are to love, and by its very nature, love needs a positive response to that command. We are prone to love only as long as the person loves us in return. Take that response away, and we quickly lose the desire to continue loving. Like it or not, we humans are self-centered and preoccupied with ourselves. If you want an example of this, just stop and listen to someone's conversation. Note the way they focus on their own interests and welfare. According to God's precious word, we are to love in the same way that Jesus loves us. That means we are to love even when the other person is not lovable. When you stop to think about it, that is the way God loves us. When we are the most unlovable. It is while we were unlovable sinners that Christ died for us. And it's the unlovable people around us who need us to love them with Christ's transforming love. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.